Dear friends, we gather this day on the traditional and unceded territory of the Algonquin Nation.
May the Lord dwell in this land with respect and peace.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, who by a star led wise men to the worship of your Son, guide by your light the nations of the earth, that the whole world may know your glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. A reading from the book, Isaiah. 兴起，发光, 因为你的光已经来到, 耶和华的荣耀发现照耀你。 看啊, 黑暗遮盖大地, 幽暗遮盖万民，耶和华却要显现照耀你，他的荣耀要在你身上显现，万国要来救你的光，君王要来救你发出的，你举目向四方观望，你的儿女都从远方回，你的众女在你身旁被抱起，那时你看见就必发亮，你的心必震撼而扩张，因为洋海的财富必转向你。 列国的财富必来到你这里，骆驼成群来到你这里，米甸和以法的骆驼也来，示巴的众人都要来，他们要拿着金银来称颂耶和华的名。Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thank you. reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. C'est pourquoi moi, Paul, le prisonnier de Jésus-Christ pour vous, les païens, si du moins vous avez appris la grâce que Dieu, pour réaliser son plan, m'a accordée à votre intention, comment, par révélation, j'ai eu connaissance du mystère, tel que je l'ai esquisse rapidement. Vous pouvez constater, en me lisant, quelle intelligence j'ai du mystère du Christ. Ce mystère, Dieu ne l'a pas fait connaître aux hommes des générations passées, comme il vient de le révéler maintenant par l'Esprit à ses saints apôtres et prophètes. Les païens sont admis au même héritage, membres du même corps, associés à la même promesse en Jésus-Christ par le moyen de l'Évangile. J'en ai été fait le ministre par le don de la grâce que Dieu m'a accordée en déployant sa puissance. Moi, qui suis le dernier des derniers de tous les saints, j'ai reçu cette grâce d'annoncer aux païens l'impénétrable richesse du Christ et de mettre en lumière comment Dieu réalise le mystère tenu caché depuis toujours en lui, le Créateur de l'univers. Ainsi, désormais les autorités et pouvoirs, dans les cieux, connaissent, grâce à l'Église, la sagesse multiple de Dieu, selon le projet éternel qu'il a exécuté en Jésus-Christ, notre Seigneur. En Christ, nous avons donc, par la foi en lui, la liberté de nous approcher en toute confiance. Aussi, je vous le demande, ne vous laissez pas abattre par les détresses que j'endure pour vous. Elles sont votre gloire. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thank you. May God be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we have observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May God grant us wisdom and courage for the living of this hour and these days. Amen. The story calls them wise men, but it doesn't tell us much about them. We glean from other scriptures maybe that they were from the east, as you heard read, but there's wisdom in every tradition. I've come to appreciate by meeting people of other cultures and other religions that there really is wisdom everywhere for us to take in and appreciate. And initially it might seem strange, but I think we might come to expect when we encounter someone whose life has been different from ours that there's some wisdom there for us too. Cultures have wisdom in them. Other languages have wisdom in them. In the way that the Bible gets translated, some sense may come out of it in hearing it in Mandarin or French, or just enjoying the sounds. And so I thought I would add the sounds in a story from my cultural background. My background, as you may notice from my surname, is a Dutch background. I was born in Canada, but my parents both came here as children. And as a child, I was very curious about their background, I think especially because my mother only used Dutch on the phone when she didn't want us to know what she was saying. So I wanted to know And I managed to make it work out that I would go to the Netherlands for a summer. At that point, I had great aunts and uncles who were alive, and so I went out of my way to visit them. I really had no Dutch other than a little phrase book that I would look at to figure out what was going on. And I tried to learn the language. Now, there's a Dutch cultural thing where there are these tiles, white tiles with blue on them, windmills and things. One of the special things that my great aunts and uncles had were there were tiles with sayings on them. And so I would read the saying and make the sounds out in my head and try to figure out what it was. So that me learning my ancestral language. And there were two that were really ones that if I could buy that tile, I would put it up. So the first one was this. Van het concert des levens krijgt niemand een programma. Any Dutch-speaking folks know what that is? Yes? From the concert of life, no one gets a program. So I had to work that one out, and I liked it very much. And then I was visiting another great aunt and uncle, and they had this one. Als het klokje thuis tikt, tikt het nergens. The way the clock ticks at home, it ticks nowhere else. So when my sister comes to my place, I have this retro electric clock. I go to, you know, put everything away after she's gone, and that clock is unplugged. She cannot sleep with the sound of how my clock ticks. It's a way of saying there's no place like home. So I worked this one out with my great aunt and uncle, and then I had to use the bathroom, and there were tiles in the bathroom too. So there was this one. Be brace yourself, okay? We zijn zuinig in dit huis. Toiletpapier alstublieft op twee kanten gebruiken. We're thrifty in this house. Please use the toilet paper on both sides. I didn't get it. I actually had to say, all right, I saw toilet paper on this tile. What does the rest of it say? And I think my jaw dropped at the imagining myself putting that tile in my own bathroom. And it was a horrifying thought. And my aunt's wisdom to this was, we know how to laugh at ourselves. Because at that time, the Dutch reputation was for being thrifty to the point of stingy. So to put this tile up was a way of laughing at yourself. So are these things wisdom? I don't know. But you know, if you look in the Bible, there are things rather like it. So I'm just going to take you on a little tour. In the book of Proverbs, this is chapter 26. Like a dog that returns to its vomit is a fool who reverts to his folly. And it does seem to be the dog chapter, chapter 26, because there's also this one. Like somebody who takes a passing dog by the ears is one who meddles in a quarrel with another. Now, they're not all nice. Some of them are even difficult. Like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman without sense. So the Bible can even be offensive, and it pushes us to decide that some of it is not useful. We're looking for God's movement of love in the Bible, and some things are not going to help us with that. And so just park that one away, never look at it again, and let's focus on the God of love. These writings in what we call the Old Testament are called the Wisdom Writings, and they also have some very beautiful passages. There's a book called The Wisdom of Solomon, And it is often, this passage is often read at funerals. But the souls of the righteous are in the hand of God, and no torment will ever touch them. In the eyes of the foolish, they seem to have died, and their departure was thought to be a disaster, and their going from us to be their destruction, but they are at peace. Another book that is regarded as a wisdom book is Ecclesiastes, and it has, "For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven." And maybe the popular music song, "Turn, Turn, Turn," will come to your mind with that one. The wisdom books are typically listed as Job, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Psalms, and the Song of Songs. And the theology in these books includes these key themes. God is the source of all understanding, not just of human intellect, but all understanding. Practical ways of living your life. A focus on individual experience rather than the nation of Israel. And finding ultimate meaning in the Creator's sovereignty. Plus, acknowledging the limits of human wisdom. All these themes are in the wisdom books. It's not the only theology in the Old Testament. Another theology comes from the book of Deuteronomy, and you'll know this theology. The people sin, God warns them, they don't correct their ways, God punishes them, then they're sorry, and they repent, and God restores them to blessing, and then they do it all over again. That's a theology in the Old Testament. And we take these things and we, sometimes they work for us and sometimes we say, no, that's not a teaching I can receive. And we need to use our own sense of wisdom about what is for us in the book when we open it. The New Testament adds its own slant on wisdom in light of Jesus Christ. And so here's this passage about wisdom from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. "Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided through foolishness, the foolishness of our proclamation, to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks desire wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God." So we take all of these wisdom themes together to recognize that God is greater than our wisdom and our language and even our capacity to describe God. So what about the wise men? It was rather foolish of them to tell Herod that there was another king. That wasn't wise. But who were they? They were following a star, so maybe they were astrologers. That's one of the theories. Or perhaps the story was less about their wisdom than the inclusion of everyone in who Jesus would be. And so, not just Jews, but representatives of all the different nations, and the wise men represent that as they come to worship him. Or perhaps the story is to show them bringing gifts from their own traditions, and these add to the richness of Jesus. Maybe it's the gifts themselves. Gold is symbolic of kings. Frankincense is used in prayer, and so maybe Jesus is to be a priest, or maybe God himself. And myrrh is for embalming bodies, and so it's about what kind of death he will die. So those are the range of things that we find about wisdom. But when I think about it personally, about wisdom, these days, I'm really looking to read journalists who can make sense of the world's current events. I'm just baffled. I'm looking for how to make sense of it. And there are some journalists who help me
though I'm still baffled. Some novelists and filmmakers portray characters, and then I'm living vicariously through the character, and the character does something really stupid. And because I'm living through the character, I almost feel how foolish that is, and I learn to not do that. We learn by listening, and sometimes we are listening to the stories of people who have beautiful wisdom to share. Sometimes we're listening just out of love, and maybe there will be a nugget here or there that we can take with us. I find in my own experience, wisdom often comes from learning things the hard way. There doesn't seem to be any hard way that I haven't learned, is how I feel sometimes. The theme of this story, though, is that God receives our gifts. The wise men bring their gifts, and we are here to offer ourselves to God. We are each a gift. When we come to the hymn that's called the Offertory Hymn, we bring forward, you'll see it in the aisle, the bread and the wine, plus any financial offerings. But the symbolism is that you are offering your whole self to God, including your foolishness, including your wisdom. You're just offering all of it. And like the bread, it's to be blessed. You are to be blessed today. And that's to help us each with our life. As I said, the wise men were rather foolish to do this open questioning. And maybe you're wondering about Herod, like, why does it say he was frightened and all of Jerusalem with him? So there's a theory about this. Only Rome, the Roman Empire, appointed provincial kings, client kings, over areas. And sometimes a popular king would emerge, and Rome would make sure that popular king was executed, because that's how the empire maintained control. Herod's fear might have been that Rome was replacing him and didn't tell him, because it's very profitable to be a king in a client state, but you need to have the approval of the empire to keep doing it. Or maybe it was actually a real popular uprising, and if he didn't nip it in the bud, Rome would discipline and punish him for it. So that's a theory about why Herod was so afraid and why he acted so violently. Well, there's lots of violence in the world. We pray for wisdom, that we can carry ourselves with composure and keep loving each other. Keep praying for our leaders, that they will be wise. And keep praying to God for new wisdom that will bring humanity all together. Amen.
At the start of this new year, we pray to God that we may rise and shine in the light that has come into the world. Lord, grant us the wisdom to care for the world you created. Help us to act now for the good of future generations and for all your creatures. Enlighten us to become instruments of a renewed creation. Lord, guide us with your light, singing. Pray for all in authority, that this may be the year when world and Canadian leaders achieve wisdom, mercy, and respect for all humanity. We pray that this will be the year when people who live with war may find peace, and those who suffer oppression may experience liberation. We pray for all who suffer indignity, deprivation, starvation, fear, or loss of freedom at the hands of others. We pray against the Herods of this world and all people that use violence and terror to fulfill their earthly desires. Lord, guide us with your light, singing. For all peoples of all faiths and of no faith, ordained or lay, we pray that all of us will live out the principle of loving one's neighbor, both near and far from us. We pray for our national church, our diocese, and our own parish, and for all who lead and serve. In this new year, may we who call St. John's home willingly share our resources and talents and continue to be welcoming to everyone. Lord, guide us with your light, singing. Let us pray for people everywhere and in every kind of need. We pray for all who are without faith, hope, or love. We pray for those who are sick, desperate, or bereaved, and for those who care for them and who seek to bring them relief from their suffering. Give them all the strength and courage needed to carry on with hope for the future. We pray especially for all those known to us who are in special need of our prayers. Lord, guide us with your light, singing. We remember before God those who have died, remembering today Alex and Meredith. Jesus Christ is the light of the world, a light in which no darkness can quench. This light of Christ eternally shines and brings hope. Let us arise and shine in the light of Christ. Amen.
As our Savior taught us, let us pray.
Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you this day and always. Amen.
Love and serve the Lord.